Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Welcome to See the Prayer and Praise. This is your hostess, amen, Pastor Katisa. And we just give God praise and glory on this awesome morning as we worship Him, as we praise Him, as we uplift the name of Jesus. You know, we're just going to have our scripture first, and it's coming from, I mean, 1 Timothy chapter 2. It says, I urge you then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession that thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And we give God praise as He's given us the grace to pray for everyone. And so we magnify Him, we glorify Him. Right now we're going to have a little bit of praise from Sister Ada from the continent of Africa. We worship God, we praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We just give praise to Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. That was only you, Jesus. Only Jesus. He does amazing. He's awesome. He's wonderful. And we bless his holy name. We're going to go into prayer. And we thank God that we were able to praise. Amen. And we're still praising God, giving him, giving the Most High all the glory. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor. You are amazing. You are awesome, mighty God. We bless your holy name on today, Father God. God, we thank you for breaking every chain. And it's, we thank you that you are all-powerful, and there's power in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. So, God, we just exhort we encourage ourselves. And we know we are strengthened because the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we have joy over our salvation, Lord God. And our joy is turning into prayer and praise for others. So, God, we pray, we intercede, we stand in the gap, Father God, for souls that are in darkness, souls that are in the valley of decision and the valley of judgment, God, who need to hear the gospel or have heard the gospel. Seeds have been planted, seeds have been watered. God, they need to come into fruition. They need to come into the kingdom of God. And we know that we lift up the name of Jesus, you'll draw men unto yourself. So, Father, we pray right now, God, as you send the laborers into the harvest field, many will call on the name of Jesus and be saved. God, they'll call, they'll believe in their heart, confess with their mouth, Father God, and their names be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We know, God, that this is your will. You want no one to perish, all to come to repentance. So, God, we pray earnestly. We pray, God, powerfully, because we believe and we trust and we have faith. Oh, God, you hear us. We pray already for the laborers in the harvest field, those missionaries, God, who are serving in various places, Father God, in all that they face and all that they may suffer, they still are staying obedient. They still are staying steadfast to your will, to your calling, because, God, they have a desire to please you, the true and living and only God. So, Father God, we pray, God, we thank you, Father God, for sending out these laborers, Father God. We lift up Gospel of Asia. We lift up Grace Point Ministries in Kenya. God, we thank you for these ministries. God, we thank you for that. You send your ministering angels, ministering spirits, the heirs of salvation. You also, God, you have angels kept all about those who fear you, the blood of Jesus surrounding your people on a missionary field. They're giving them protection, safety, and safe travel. And God, you're giving them wisdom, discernment, Father God. Hallelujah, and determination and perseverance. Hallelujah, because we know that this gospel is the truth and people need it in the name of Jesus. God, hallelujah, we put our hand to the plow and not look back. Father God, we pray for these kings. We pray for these, for those in authority. We pray for their mindset. We pray, Father God, that we may live a peaceful and quiet life in all godliness and holiness. God, we bless our President Barack Obama and his wife and children and everyone in the White House, everyone in Washington, D.C. Oh, God, in the United States, as you send out your people, God, to plant churches, to you're sending out the gospel, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father God, that it will be preached in truth, in spirit and in truth, Father God, to glorify you. Hallelujah, they will come and call on the name of Jesus Christ and be saved. Hallelujah, God, we'll give you praise, glory, and honor. Well, thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we also, God, just lifting up and praying for our children and the youth. God, we thank you a little child can lead them. So, God, we thank you that you send the laborers amongst them. Father, we thank you they're rising up, Father God, to the calling that you've called them to. Hallelujah, God, that these children, you will be saved. And God, you said, do not hinder the little children. Let them come. And so we thank you, Father God, that you will move hindrances and move mountains out of the way of the children and the youth, Father God, that they shall hear the gospel and that they will have the opportunity to respond. And Father God, they, being your ministers and ambassadors of salvation and of the ministry of reconciliation as well. Father God, we thank you for healing, God. You heal. God, you heal mind, body, and spirit. You heal of cancer. You heal of diabetes. You heal of heart disease. You heal mentally, Father God, our minds and emotionally, God, in us. And, Lord, we thank you that as by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. You heal us and we are healed. You save us and we are saved. And we give you praise. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Glory to your name, God. We lift up your name, God. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you're also our provider. You're Jehovah Jireh. thank you for the provision, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you provide us, amen, with all that we need in the name of Jesus. And, God, you're so wonderful. You are so awesome. You're so mighty. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you do exceedingly above all we can ask or think or imagine. And so we bless you. Glory to your name. You answer amazingly our prayers. God, you deliver us from the enemy. You protect us from trouble. God, and you destroy the works of the enemy over us, over our children, Lord. I just pray for all children and youth again, seeing that if there's any that know Christ, they were raised as Christians, and God, that they will come back to Christ in the name of Jesus. So, God, we bless you right now. We praise you right now. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. We thank you for the nations and continents as the gospel goes out. You said that this must be preached, and then the end shall come. It must be preached to all nations. So send your workers, God, that our faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And, Lord God, we thank you that truly there's blessings in receiving your gospel, the blessing of eternal life, the blessing of living with you forever and ever, oh, my God. And you are making us have victory after victory, amen, through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are overcomers. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. We are persevering. We are persisting. We have endured because of you, Father God. Amen. The saints of God, we need your encouragement. We depend upon you. You are very life and breath. You are very everything. Bless your holy name. You be the glory, Father. To you be the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, saints of God. We just thank God. We give him the praise. We give him the glory. We give him the honor. Amen. He is awesome. He is wonderful. We exalt his name. And I want you to have a blessed rest of your day. Join us in the morning for Seeds of the Word. Amen. Biblical coaching as we receive more encouragement from the Lord. And we also, later on in the week, we have our student youth show. And it's the God's Got This, God's Got Us. Pray for us. Pray with us as we just go and move forward in the Lord. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.